امام رضا لایولی دیبیتس. In the name of God, the All Merciful, the All Compassionate. Salam, dear listeners, and heartiest felicitations to you on a very auspicious day. Today, the 11th of the sacred month of Dhulqa'dah, is the birth anniversary of a very blessed person whose shrine in the northeastern city of Mashhad makes it the holiest spot in Iran. Mashhad, the capital of Khorasan province, has for the past few days become the cynosure of the eyes of the faithful, whether in Iran or anywhere around the world. Pilgrims are pouring in from various places, and according to estimates, those assembled this city at the sprawling golden-domed mausoleum number around 2 million. There are some who have traveled on foot from different provinces of Iran. The city wears a festive look. It has been bedecked with flowers and colorful fluorescent lights in honor of the person who reposes in eternal peace. He is none other than Imam Reza, peace upon him, the 18th infallible heir of the Almighty's last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. For your information, his birth anniversary marks the culmination of Dahiye Keramat, or the 10 days of munificence, which the Islamic Republic of Iran celebrates every year from the 1st of Dhulqa'dah, the day the 8 Imam's virtuous sister, Hazrat Fatima Masume, whose shrine is in Qom, was born several years after the birthday of her brother. Before we present you a special feature on this blessed occasion, here are some words of wisdom from Imam Reza, peace upon him, to ponder upon in order to enlighten our hearts and minds. Hypocrites are characterized by three features: telling lies, reneging on promises, and breaching of trust. This apt description of many of the supposedly prominent people of our own times are not the words of any starry-eyed philosopher, nor sure of what he says, nor of a scholar who does not practice what he preaches, and neither of any political thinker constantly changing his views as per the direction in which the wind blows. These are the words of a person whom God Almighty granted eternity to such an extent that till this day, even after the passing of over a millennium and 2.5 centuries since his physical departure from the world, he continues to rule the hearts and minds of the believers. Imam Reza, peace upon him, needs no introduction to anyone familiar with Islam, the school of the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt, and Iran's history, culture, and contemporary events. Born in Holy Medina in 148 AH, corresponding to 766 AD, 2 weeks after the martyrdom of his grandfather, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, to Imam Musa Kazim and his pious wife, Hazrat Najme, peace upon them, he was destined to find his final resting place at the age of 55 in distant Khorasan, northeastern Iran, where he was forced to come from Hejaz by the self-styled caliph Ma'mun of the usurper Abbasid regime. Afraid of the popularity of the imam among the Muslim ummah, and in order to deceive the people, the crafty Ma'mun deceitfully declared the prophet's venerable descendant as his heir apparent, although Imam Reza, peace upon him, was some 20 years older than him in age. He showed outward respect to the imam, and when his plots to mislead the people failed, he had the guest secretly poisoned to death and then joined the funeral in black clothes, pretending that he was innocent of murder. Ma'mun was thus a hypocrite who used to lie glibly, renege on his own promises, and breach the trust. Let us focus on one of the debates of Imam Reza, peace upon him, who, as repository of divine knowledge, spared no efforts during his 20-year imamat to enlighten Muslims and all those who came into contact with him, including Jews, Christians, Sabians, Zoroastrians, Hindus, and atheists. Following the martyrdom of his father, Imam Kazem, peace upon him, in 183 AH in Baghdad, in the prison of the Abbasid tyrant Harun, he traveled to the port city of Basra in Iraq in order to disprove the claims of those who deviated from the truth. Imam Reza, peace upon him, stayed in the house of a Hashemite kinsman named Hassan ibn Muhammad al-Alawi and held a session for a group of Muslims, amongst whom was Amr ibn Haddab, who had deviated from the path of the Ahlul Bayt. In this session of a lively debate, a Jewish rabbi and a Christian priest were also present. The imam told them that they have been invited so that they can ask him about Islam, the Prophet's Sunnah, and the legacy of the God-given authority of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. Amr ibn Haddab said to him, "I am told that you know all that which God has sent down, including the various languages the people speak." Imam Reza, peace upon him, replied in the affirmative, which made Amr say, "First of all, I want to test you through languages. This is a Roman, this is an Indian, this is an Iranian, and this is a Turk. We have brought them before you." The imam said that, by the will of God, he would answer them in their own languages if they raise any question. To the utter astonishment of Amr, the Jewish rabbi, the Christian priest, and the people of other ethnicities who were present, Imam Reza, peace upon him, fluently spoke with each of them in their native languages, that is, Latin, Sanskrit, Persian, and Turkish. After answering the questions of the non-Arabs, Imam Reza, peace upon him, turned to Amr ibn Haddab and said in flawless Arabic that he will be tried in these days on charges of murdering one of his blood relations. At this, Amr expressed doubt, saying that none except God has knowledge of the unseen. The Imam drew his attention to what God has said in the Noble Quran, that He, the Almighty, who is the knower of the unseen, does not reveal His secrets to any except to Him whom He chooses as the Prophet. The Imam added, "We are the inheritors of God's last and greatest messenger, who informed us of what was and what will be till the day of resurrection. It is said that as per the prediction of Imam Reza, peace upon him, 5 days later, Amr ibn Haddab suffered the fate of which he was foretold, and confessed that he had been concealing his crime of murder of which no one else was informed. Imam Reza, peace upon him, then held lively discussions with the Christian priest and the Jewish rabbi, quoting from the various Gospels of the Bible, the Torah, and other sacred texts of Judaism, including the Psalms of David. To the amazement of the Christian and the Jew, the Imam proved to them the real meaning of so many passages in the Old and New Testaments, pointing out that these pertain to the mission of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The two argued with the Imam for some days, but couldn't prove that Jesus or Ezra had ever claimed to be sons of God, as alleged by the Christians and Jews, respectively. On the contrary, Imam Reza, peace upon him, proved to them that Moses, Jesus, and other prophets had given the Israelites the tidings of the advent of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. To their utter surprise, by quoting passages from their religious scriptures, Imam Reza, peace upon him, pointed out that these are direct references to not just the Prophet of Islam, but to his divinely designated heir, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, and to the latter sons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, as well as to Prophet's immaculate daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace upon them all. During the Imam's stay in Basra, the Christian priest embraced the truth of Islam and decided to travel to Medina to become more familiar with Islamic teachings, especially the classes that the 8th Imam used to hold in the holy city. The Jewish rabbi, after debating with Imam Reza, peace upon him, was full of admiration for his deep knowledge, eloquence, and rational interpretation of what was mentioned about the last prophet and his blessed household, the Ahlul Bayt, in the scriptures revealed by God to Moses and other prophets. Several years later, when Imam Reza, peace upon him, came to Khorasan, Ma'mun also tried to test the knowledge of the Prophet's righteous successor by assembling in the city of Marv scholars of the Jews, Christians, Zoroastrians, Sabians, Hindus, and atheists. Needless to say, the Imam not only triumphed in these debates, but convinced most of them to become Muslim. These and other developments unnerved Ma'mun, and he decided to return to Baghdad by taking the Imam with him. But while halting at Tus, he deceitfully made the Imam eat poisoned grapes. The result was the martyrdom of Imam Reza, peace upon him, and his being laid to rest in Khorasan. Here we present you an excellent description of the human heart and its functions by the 8th Imam, peace upon him. As for the heart, it is one of Allah's marvelous signs in the human body, since it pumps the blood to all parts of the body, and the blood conveys food and oxygen in order to distribute them throughout the body, and then it arranges for the discharge of waste products from the body of them, The heart pumps the blood to the lungs so that they may take adequate supply of oxygen from the air which a person breathes. In the lungs, the blood gets rid of some waste products which it gathers from the parts of the blood and which take form of a gas called carbon dioxide. The heart also pumps the blood to the kidneys. As for the regulation of the beats of the heart, it is one of the secrets of creation. The average of the beats of the heart is 70 times per minute, which amounts to 100,000 times a day, 40 million times a year, and over 2,000 millions in middle age. Therefore, we must think of this great glorification which never ceases nor flags by night and day.